We did. Because again, I was dissatisfied with what I found here. I didn't like the style of playing that American guitar players were using at the time. They all wanted to be as fast as Eddie Van Halen, and that's not what I was looking for. I wanted someone who, if he had to be fast, could be fast, but had to have romance in his soul or beauty in his playing, plus expertise and, be able to write. Not much to ask for, but, obviously those people are available. So we went to London specifically to look for a guitar player. Vinny and I went, and we spent the first 3 or 4 days going around to clubs, Marquee, some of the other places in the West End, and we ended up at one time at a reggae show. We didn't even know who they were. We went in, and everybody was a Rasta except us, and we went, nope, wrong place. Had a good pint in there, though. Completely wrong place for us. So we just couldn't find anyone, no one who was good enough to fill our needs. So after about 3 days of being depressed, I said, I'm going to give Jimmy a call, Jimmy Bain, because, of course, Jimmy had played with me in Rainbow. And I thought, who better to know guitar players than Jimmy? So the call was only to ask him if he knew guitar players. So luckily, he had just come home after doing some shows with Phil in a band they put together called the Greedy Bastards. And it was, just a fun band, and Jimmy was playing keyboards in it. So he had just come home. He had 3 days away from that particular tour that was going to begin again in 3 days and go to Scandinavia of some kind. So Jimmy came home, came right over to the hotel with two tapes. One was Viv Campbell, and one was John Sykes. And although we liked, John's playing was great as well, there was just something special about what Viv did. There were things that he played that were like off the beaten track, like he'd suddenly put a little Chuck Berry movement in, and we went, wow, a thinking player. He thinks. He does other things. He doesn't just stay on the road. So we liked that very much about him. So we had Jimmy call him. He was living in Ireland at the time. Had Jimmy call him, do you want to come down and have a play? And he said, yeah. So we got a rehearsal room at John Henry's, got some gear off John, and Jimmy came down too with his bass. We didn't ask, but Jimmy came down. And my only trepidation would be that would Vinny be happy playing with Jimmy? Because at the end of the day, I could have said, well, Jimmy's going to be the bass player and you're going to wear it, Vinny. But that's not the way it works. If the bass player and the drummer aren't doing the job together, then what is the sense of even having a band? So, okay, so Jimmy plugged in. I had written two songs. I'd written Holy Diver and Don't Talk to Strangers already. And I showed them both the songs. Vinny knew them because we had kind of rehearsed them ourselves here in our home. And we played them, and they were magic. I said, wow, this is it. But let's give ourselves one more day. Okay, so we'll come back tomorrow. We came back, went back the next day, played a little bit more. And went, this is the one. Do you want to do it? And everyone went, yeah. Okay, fine. That was it. Bang. Done. Just like that.